Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have joined the Sunday sensational, supernatural, miracle victory service of the Potter's House. Renewing Your Mind Ministry International. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And before we go on any further, I'd like someone over there, somewhere over there, to grab a mic and open us up in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You had intercessory prayer with Deacon AJ this morning.
Yes.
This afternoon. So we're going to open us the service.
Praise the Lord.
Prayer with
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Eternal God, our Father, we come as humble. We know how to say thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts, oh, God. Lord, we come expecting
a
turnaround from you, oh, God.
Yes.
Whatever it may be, oh, God,
Hallelujah.
We expecting to get something out of this service, oh, God. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Minister Jerry, who's going to bring a word today, oh God, that it will prick our hearts and souls and our minds, that we will remember what the word says, oh God. We will bear it down in our hearts, oh God.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for what you're doing, going to do, and have already done. We pray that you will show up and show out in this service. May we all walk away with something in our hearts. Oh, God, we thank you because, Lord, we know that you're the creator of all mankind. You sit high, you look low, you never make a mistake. And for that cause, Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we pray that you would teach us how to love more, teach us how to encourage each other, teach us how to encourage ourselves. Sometimes we got to encourage ourselves, oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, we know that you're a God that sits high, and you look low, and you never make a mistake, oh, God. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. Oh, God, we pray that when the word goes forward, that it will prick our hearts and our minds and our souls, that you will write it on the tab of our hearts, that we shall not forget what the word says, oh, God. Lord, we pray for those who are on their way. Give them traveling mercy, oh, God. Give them traveling mercy like never before, God.
Yes.
We know that these streets are dangerous, and some of these people that are driving, oh, God, do not have any concept of recognizing that there are others on the road. Oh, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We lift you up. We glorify you. We magnify your holy name because you're truly worthy, awesome God, to be praised. Lord, I pray for each and every one in here in the building, oh, God. I pray that you would touch their hearts, minds, and soul. Touch them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. Move by your divine spirit because only you can. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will bless in this service. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just come by here. Throw your weight around, oh, God, like never before. Come through like a divine fireball, oh, God, like never before. Oh, God, we ask all these blessings in your name, and we pray that we will continue to walk this walk and talk this talk of the word to each other, that we can all remember the scriptures, know where they live at.
Hallelujah.
And, oh, Father, we pray for the children, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
We pray for our children, oh, God, because they need prayer, too. And
Hallelujah.
We pray that you will protect every child,
Hallelujah.
Woman, boy, and girl, all
Hallelujah.
In this congregation, oh, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, the Elder Cuby, that teach the kids, oh, God, your word,
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, that they will write on their hearts, and maybe they
Hallelujah.
Can teach their parents, but the parents don't know. If they're
Hallelujah.
Praying of a child in the way that they should go, and they should never depart.
Uh-huh.
It also says in your word that you can learn from a little child. You can learn from a bird. You can learn from anything that God has created. And we thank him for life and life itself. We thank him because he did not have to touch us with a finger of his love, but he did.
Hallelujah.
And we're so grateful and so thankful that he touched us this morning.
Because
somebody couldn't get up off their bed this morning. Somebody couldn't wave their hand this morning. Somebody didn't have articulation in their body, but we know that you're God, and you're God that is able to do everything but fail. We know that you are bigger than anything out here in the world, because you hold us in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
You know how many hairs are on each and every one of our hands. You know how fingerprints, you know all about it. So we know that you have a plan for each and every one of us. And we don't know the plan, but we sure would like to know when you touch us with that blessing, oh God, because, Lord, we thank you for your blessing.
Yes,
we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your Holy Spirit to rule, ride, abide in our lives. We just thank you, oh God, on today, oh God. As long as we have breath in our body, we're going to praise you all the more. And we pray for the church to come about. We pray in the name of Jesus that everything that we ask for, oh God, that we can all come together in unity, oh God. We can all come together to lift you up, oh God, to magnify your holy name, oh God. We all come together to help each other cross the walk that we're supposed to walk, and that's in your word. Teach us, Lord, your word.
Hallelujah.
Your word is truth, and it stands on its own. Before that cause, Lord, we say thank you.
Thank you.
I pray for all the elderly out there, oh God. I pray for the people who have no place to go, oh God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that we'll be able to help someone today or every day in our breath in our body. If we could just help one person, oh God, it would be a blessing. Oh God, you said in your word 99 and 99 just won't do. You got to make 100.
Yeah,
we're going to give all the glory to you, and you'll do all the glory. And for that cause, Lord, we say thank you. I pray for those who are incarcerated. I pray for our president. I pray for this universe, oh God. Lord, we certainly don't know what your plan is, but we're certainly going to follow you because we know that you know the way. You have the keys to the door. And we just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess. Hallelujah. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to that prayer. Again, you've joined the Sunday, the sensational, supernatural, miracle Sunday victory service of the Prophet's House.
Yes, that's right.
Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Our motto is where? Hallelujah. Is we are co-workers in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, beginning at the first through the sixth verses.
Yes.
And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again, another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand.
Yes, Lord.
O house of Israel, hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you on this Thanksgiving Sunday that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us.
Yes, yes, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you here and those in Radio Land who have joined us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them with the love of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
It means so much to them.
Amen.
You see, there's many people walking this earth right now that believe that nobody cares about them, nobody loves them.
Oh, my God.
And the devil is a liar and the father of them. So I want to thank all of you that have joined that crusade. I want to thank all of you in the postal partners that have sown seed in this ministry from far and near. I want to thank all those that have sown seed in this ministry using Cash App. We thank God for all of you that have called and had us stop by and pick up 50 pounds of pennies and 15 pounds of pennies for, hallelujah, the ministry in Uganda, hallelujah. You don't know what you are doing, but I'm going to tell you, you are showing for God's glory in the earth, y'all.
Thank you.
You planting seed, and the seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Yes.
Now, while we in here, I want to, you know, every now and then I got to go south on y'all. While we in here, I want us to get up and tell folks that we love them with the love of the Lord. Is that all right?
Yes.
You know, we can't say that enough. Because the devil is saying all his trash. He's saying it a lot, often, and loud. Well, let's beat the devil up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to get out of your seats as you play this music and you tell someone, if you can, you tell someone that you love them. At the very least, give them a fist bump.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, your book. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Love you. Love you, Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you. Love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory. Love you with the love of the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. I can love you with the love of the Lord. The glory of the King, as I love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you now. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God.
Love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you, people. Hey, glory to God. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Pray for your
family. What did he say? Let me get it right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Siri, can you play the Amazing Grace dance by Vicky Ronnie?
Hallelujah.
Hey, y'all got to give me some space. Let's see. Have y'all ever seen me do a break dance? No. Well, we're not going to do it today either.
Woo! Be still my heart.
Be still my mind and my heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got a brand new friend. Come and dance with me.
Watch out now.
See, he's brought you from a mighty long way. You know somebody who was here last Thanksgiving ain't here today. Sometimes we got to get up. People that behave a little bit different.
Come on.
That's
it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, y'all. Y'all watch out.
The Amazing Grace, man. Oh,
come on. Oh, yeah. Let the
Lord be He's a fortune for the mighty one.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Get up if you can.
Oh, yeah.
And do a little step for him.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. Preach the sound.
Abundant.
deliver all we can ask or think according to the power that works within us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't forget to reset your alarms, hallelujah, to be ready. Hallelujah. 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of us starting, not just for Sunday's 3 o'clock service, but every morning. Hallelujah. 7 a.m. Hallelujah. Praise the worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a glorious time in the Lord. Praise to him first thing in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acknowledging God first thing in the morning. Asking God to sanction and orchestrate your day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He just blessed me so much lately. Hallelujah. And he does every day when we do this, honoring him first thing in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then on Tuesday evenings, hallelujah, 7 p.m. is Bible study. And then Wednesday, 7 p.m. is our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, having your calendars. As we get ready going to another month, hallelujah. The second Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. And then Sundays at 3 p.m. is our International Victory Miracle Service.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Heard literally all over the world. Hallelujah. So if you're traveling, if you have family on the other side of the world, tell them, hallelujah, call them up and give them the number of your service. Hallelujah. Let them know, hey, I may not be able to be with you, but we can still not be in service worshiping God at the same time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
don't forget first Sunday of the month. And first and second Sunday month is the Pastor's Corner and the Potter's House Challenge.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Get ready. Hallelujah for the Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the first, second, and third, the third Sunday of the month is our Birthday Corner where we honor the birthdays of the people in the congregation and the family members. Hallelujah. Then, hallelujah, that's first, second, and third Sunday, we have Good News Youth Club.
Yeah,
hallelujah. You have to see our young people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bring them out. Bring in God children, grandchildren. Hallelujah. Out to be taught of the word of God. Hallelujah. What's up by someone that's qualified to teach them. Hallelujah. That knows the word of God. Hallelujah. I'll be keeping, but teach the children. Then on the fourth Sunday, they able to have a reveal in front of, hallelujah, the congregation to let us know what they learned in Good News Youth Club. And y'all just have to witness our precious ones. They're able to answer questions and sing songs, and they always give us, leave a keepsake with the word of God on it. Hallelujah for us. They are precious in the eyesight of God. We thank God for having the young people in the service with us. And on that fourth Sunday, also, there's always a surprise or a guest speaker. Hallelujah. And after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. You ate to sit down and fellowship around the table. Hallelujah. Free fellowship dinner. We thank God for that. We thank God for our new building, for his beautiful edifice, beautiful sanctuary. Hallelujah. Thank God for the sun. Hallelujah. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above. Oh, we can ask you things. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the shower stations that are homeward bound in Northeast, Southwest, in Baltimore City. There's some campaigns that we are continuing. There's one that we are continuing, and we have a new one. The one that we are continuing is the scripture, the word scripture wristband.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
They have been an awesome, awesome tool in witnessing for the Lord. Hallelujah. Purchase for a donation of $5. You can still purchase a bag that has bright colored wristbands in it and give them out to everybody.
Yeah.
They have been blessing so many people.
Yeah,
hallelujah,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I wish I could just take a picture of people's expression when you bless them with one.
Yeah.
They, a lot of times they don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's been blessing them, and we've been blessed too by giving them out. We also have a campaign for the homeward bound, and that is our warming packet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And for a donation of $4, you are able to bless a homeward bound person, hallelujah, with a warming packet that has two pairs of socks in it, a pair of gloves, a hat,
a neck warmer, hallelujah. We're going to be passing them out, hallelujah, in the month of December, hallelujah. We're going to go down to the Broadway supermarket, hallelujah, and we're going to pass out not just the word of God, but we're going to pass out these warming packets.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, we're going to bless them physically and spiritually. Hallelujah. Once God add on to the church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God for Jesus. We thank God for all he's doing. Hallelujah. And I'd like to share, if you are interested in being a student in the Institute of Biblical Learning, hallelujah, please text your name to 443-416-1201. Hallelujah. And I will send you all the information, the dates and times and costs. Hallelujah. And I'd like to also thank all of our postal partners that's been, if you have sent a love gift through our post office box, which is address your envelope to the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Or if you have sent a donation through to the Cash App, hallelujah, which is $CPH2023, we would like to send back to you a thank you gift. Just to say thank you for blessing us, we want to bless you back. Hallelujah. Don't forget the first Sundays of the month is Friends and Family Sunday.
Hallelujah.
So make a list. Make a list with the phone number you got, and when you have a few minutes, call people up. Hallelujah. Don't wait till last minute and say, hey, save this date. I want you to come to church with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
I want to just share with you on Friends and Family Day, we will have some light refreshments for everybody on that day
thank
as well.
Lord.
And I want to share with you also that in December, that I think it's December 30th. I think, I'm not sure, but I think that is the fifth Saturday in December. Yes, we are going to, we're going to the Broadway Market. Because there is a Broadway supermarket, but it's up the street. This is the last building on Broadway as far as big market concerned. It's close to the water. It's the Broadway Market. And we're going to give to the homeless and others the word of God and the homing package.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'd like to ask the question. The population formerly known as homeless is now called what?
Homebound.
Wait, Pastor Peaches. Okay, who said it second? Was that? I think Elder Cuban, because God moved through you to give us that name, so I know you know that.
That's right. On their way home.
And you say, well, why are you saying that? If you say homeless, you have what you say.
Amen.
They don't have a home. So you say homeless population. Now, we can say formerly known as the homeless population. They now homeward bound. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Homeward bound.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And that's something else, you know, because stepping into Christ, we establish our relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
We are homeward bound.
Yes.
We have found him. We're going to help other folks to find him. That's why the Pastor Peaches talked about building the church with the population formerly known as homeless.
Hallelujah.
We're going to do that. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. God is able.
Well, bless God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At this time.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to play the music for the youth corner, the Good News Youth Club.
Yes.
They come forth and do whatever they're going to do today.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So as they prance, dance, and march, however they're going to do, give them a hand and praise the Lord for them.
Yes.
As they come forward.
Amen.
You about to get the music started?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Levels of knowledge, do you not? 15. Can you learned knowledge.
All right.
Knowledge. Okay, what's another one?
Reveal knowledge.
Praise the Lord. Reveal knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Activity.
Knowledge.
Very good.
Modeling knowledge.
All right. Yeah.
Teaching knowledge. You have all this knowledge on board,
mm-hmm.
and when you think you got it from, could it be the B-I-B-L-E, which stands for
Bible.
Basic, B-I-B-I-E, basic instruction before leaving. Wait, say where?
The earth.
Your family members.
Hallelujah.
Pass them out, please. And it says,
thank you.
God. We're grateful for our families. And we have one line where you can add one more thing.
Hallelujah.
You can add one more thing that you're grateful for. And you can hang these up and look at them all year long. And remember the things that you are grateful for.
Yeah.
But each day that you're alive is a blessing.
Amen.
And you're grateful, like the children said, for life, liberty in Jesus Christ. And they already know the knowledge from the Bible, so they will go forth and demonstrate their gratitude to everyone that
they
praise and thank
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I think that's our final.
Okay, but I don't want them to leave yet. Is Malachi here?
Yes, Pastor.
I want you to pray for the Good News Youth Club. Can you say a word of prayer for the Good News Youth Club?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
I pray that next Sunday we will all be here. I also pray that everyone here will be here. And amen.
And Malachi, I want you always to remember when you pray, just Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you begin to pray. So everything you said, you say, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 As it was spoken, so let it be
Amen.
Done.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Let's give a hand to the Good News
Youth
Club.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Is Sister Malika here? Oh, okay. Okay, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because, see, God has told me to anoint her.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
She is a mighty warrior for the Lord.
Yes. Thank
and
you,
waiting.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Been waiting.
Thank you, God.
And God wants to let her know and let you know what's in store for all of us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So if you would transmit that information to her, God wants to allow the prophet of the Lord to anoint her for his service.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Let's give the Good News Youth Club a hand.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
At this time, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. What time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. It's Holy Communion time.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy Communion. Thank you, Jesus.
First Corinthians, the 14th, 11th chapter.
Yes.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Verses 23 to 30. In the text on today, it says to examine your neighbor.
Yourself.
Your parents.
Examine yourself.
The pastor.
Yourself.
The pastor's wife.
Yourself.
Your enemy.
Yourself.
Hallelujah. You know, and when I was, glory to God, when I was a little boy, and I was at Dazzle Temple, a.k.a. Dazzle Cathedral, sitting on maybe the third or fourth row, I don't know, and Pastor Peaches was sitting in the Tatiwatsi choir. When they said Holy Communion, we began to check ourselves out. Because we kind of felt that the floor would open up and swallow us. So Mr. Dow will get us if we took communion unworthily. So right now, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we do thank you for this opportunity. Father God, you are Jehovah's Sitkini. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness, I said. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentment. Hallelujah. Often we forgive everybody, but we forget to forgive ourselves. Forgive yourself. The Spirit of the Lord is what's perfect, y'all. The Spirit inside of you, when you have accepted Christ, is the Spirit that's perfect. You're in this earth suit, you're going to make mistakes. Proverbs says, the righteous fall seven times. That's daily, y'all. But they can get back up.
That's right. Amen.
You understand what that's saying? You will make a mistake. You don't wallow in it. You don't stay. You fall. You don't stay there. You get back up.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So we thank God for his word. And we examine ourselves with the word of the Lord. It's so good. I'm not examining myself, comparing myself with you or anybody else.
Amen.
I compare myself with myself and with the word of God. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You want to compare it with another person, that's the other person on the other side of that mirror. God. I want to be better today than I was yesterday. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But it's me. I'm the one that's standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. So we examine ourselves. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24. B, that means the second portion of that scripture. Hebrews 9:22. B, that means the second portion of that scripture. Revelations 1:5 B, that means the second portion of that scripture. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on today, it says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves.
Yeah.
And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. That means, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily. because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death. Blessings and curses, choose life, that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17, you will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Isaiah 55:11. Again. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish the will prosper which it was sent. Isaiah 55:11, again, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent, y'all. The word works, y'all.
Amen.
There's one thing he put above himself. It's his word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. On the same night for which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread.
He'll remember.
And when he had given thanks, every thank you, Lord, for that table of safety, he broke and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Of you. We take this cup and
we thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Thank you for 18.
And every time.
Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Thank you. We thank the Lord for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank the Lord for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside in, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in here. And in all over the world, thank you, Jesus. Mary Edible will shake Katie there. We thank you, Lord. Mother Edible will shake Katie there. Cancer's disappearing. Tumors dissolving. New knees, new kidneys. New lungs, new hearts, new liver, new spleen, new bladder. New gallbladder. High blood pressure coming to normal. Glucose levels coming to normal. Bloodborne pathogenic diseases coming to normal. Disappearing. Hallelujah. We fix all of that in Jesus' name. Every evil spirit, every evil attack that will attack us, our flesh, our body. We evict them in Jesus' name. We bind them and evict them in Jesus' name. We decree and declare wholeness, healing, and health in Jesus' name. We remember you, Lord. Likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's drink together. Hallelujah. We sanctify right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The bread and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. For anointing, blessing, and sanctifying. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Exodus chapter 12, verse 23 and 13. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 46. Mother of us, God, you said. God, you said.
God, you said.
Bring me in remembrance that we may plead together and that we may be justified, and we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We boldly say that you said.
Hallelujah.
God, you said.
God, you said. Hallelujah.
God, you said.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God, you said.
Hallelujah.
When I
see
the blood, I'm going to pass over you, son. And none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world.
Yes.
God, I will take
you. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today.
Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank
we remember
blood.
You, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus
thank
Christ.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
The blood of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins.
Thank you.
Our mistakes and mistakes, our footfalls and failures, our dust.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank
the
you,
blood
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus
the blood
Christ
of Jesus.
Us, already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land. As we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught. Makes the noise that drinks the nil, reverses, delivers, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every hex thing. We call down the fire of heaven.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every hex thing. Fire.
Fire.
In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught. Makes the no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates,
Sister Barbara is utterly destroyed in the ungodly soul. Every evil spirit that would try to attach itself to you, be tightened in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Every ungodly soul tied in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. For Holy Communion on today, we remember you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our families and our bonus families according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of God, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty speakers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom is seen. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. No one was able to keep us from falling. And was ever faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Brady.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. I'd like to make an example. Minister Jerry was called, I think it was some kind of family situation. So we had to find someone to take his place.
Hallelujah.
Today. And so did we search high and low? What did we do? I don't know. But I know we asked God to send us somebody to share the word. And you know who he sent?
Hallelujah.
Who did he send, Pastor Peters?
Hallelujah. You, Pastor.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Hallelujah.
You said you would go.
Hallelujah. I remember the first message I ever preached. I don't know how old I was. But it was on a Friday night in Doswell Temple. That's what it was called at that time. We were in the Lord's sanctuary. And I preached a sermon on Isaiah chapter 6. And the theme of that scripture was, hear my Lord, send me correct time. Because the questions are, who will go for me and whom shall I send? And I said, here am I, Lord. Send me. So, we thank God for this opportunity.
Amen.
To share.
Thank you for the word.
A word for the Lord.
Thank
you. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground itself be sown into is good ground. Father God, I don't take this responsibility lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, and set the captives free, Lord. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles of blessing follow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's church say amen.
Amen.
Let's church say amen again.
Amen.
See, the book she can help book who she made it. See, the book she can get it. There are three men I want to talk about today. One was named Thomas. Mm. One was named Peter. Mm. One was named John.
Mm.
Some of you may know who I'm talking about. Then again, knowing me, some of you don't know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But before I go any further, Pastor Peaches, can you give us the addresses, please?
Yes. 1 John 3, verse 1, Ephesians 6, 1, Proverbs 22, 6, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, 1 Peter 5, 8, John 8, 44, Corinthians 10, 23, Proverbs 13, 7, and 8, 1 Timothy 6, 6, and 10, 1 Samuel 16, 6, and 7, and Luke 10, 19.
Hallelujah. Again, there were three men who changed the course of nations. One was named Thomas. One was named Peter, and one was named John. Thomas was born December 6th. 1820, and he was transitioned June 10, 1878. His name was Thomas D.K. Winans. And what was significant about him is that he was born to a railroad family. His daddy was named Ross Winans. He had lived in Baltimore. And what was real significant about Thomas Winans, Ross's baby boy, is that he went to Russia in the 1840s, still in his 20s, and built the Transcontinental Russian Railroad. That's where he made his millions. He came back to Baltimore in the 1850s and a wealthy man, and he bought a lot of property around. Some of you may be living in property he used to own. His basic home was located at Fremont and West Baltimore Street. He called his home, it was a big place, a big bunch of acres he had at that starting there. He called it Alexandrovsky. That's the name of the city in Russia where he had his base of operations. That's where he made all his money. So I could understand him calling his home Alexandrovsky. The money I made in Alexandrovsky made this place, allowed me to buy this. That was good. The next person was Peter Coleman. And Coleman was significant because he had an ironworks company, and he built and invented the modern train tracks. He was necessary, the whole firecracker. And then there was a man named John Shaw. And John Shaw, let me back up. I apologize. That person that built the railroad tracks was John Shaw. Peter Coleman built the first engine. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Built the first engine built in America. was called the Tom Thumb. It was built here in Baltimore.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And that was Peter Coleman. We're going to get that right.
All right.
John Shaw was the artwork guy. All right. So we got all that talking about trains and train tracks. You got there.
All right.
He said, hopefully the Lord will connect the dots. Yes, he's going to do that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The title of today's message, I've shared this before, believe it or not, is how to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound.
Amen.
How to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound.
Amen.
That means not right. Okay? Amen. Love is a four-letter word unless you put it into action.
Amen.
But love doesn't always mean saying yes.
Amen. You're right.
Love can show itself by saying no. Because you need to know how to say no when saying yes is not right. We get a lot, we get ourselves and others in a lot of trouble because we don't know how to say no. We set our children up for failure.
Yeah.
Because we always give them everything they want. Everything they want. Are we going to give it? I want them to have more than what I have. No, you need to get them a situation where if you can give it to them, but you say no. They need to know that once you leave your house, everybody out there ain't going to say yes.
Right.
And we don't want no pressure on them to steal.
Right.
Because somebody said no. Because they're going to want it anyway. That's not how it worked in my mama's house. She taught me everything I want, I get. Wrong teaching.
Amen.
Not good. And now the Bible says to train up a child in the way they should go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Let's see something here. You notice the word train?
Yeah.
Hey, give me the first scripture. I got to go on this little bit.
1 John 3:1.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew not him.
We are children of God.
Yeah.
Now, some of y'all think that when it says train up a child the way it should go, it's talking about children chronologically. Mm-hmm. How long you been saved? I've been saved 1 year. You're still a child in the kingdom. You need to be trained.
Mm-hmm.
You need some people to put down some train tracks. Go to Brother John Shaw. And let them put down some train tracks so you know which way to go. Come on now. Give me another scripture because they're not feeling it yet.
Ephesians 6:1. Children,
mm-hmm.
obey your parents in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
For this is right.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now again, you're thinking of talking about 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds and children under 18. No. It's not just talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
Children in the Lord is us. I'm a child in the Lord. Y'all don't know that.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm learning just like y'all. I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to train me.
Well,
and to work through others to train me. That's why I've got a coachable, teachable spirit.
Thank
a burning
you.
Desire to be excellent and to please God.
Yes.
A willingness to work and go to excellence. Y'all understand what I'm saying out of my mouth?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I started to go into the Greek, but I said, no, I ain't going there today.
Thank you.
Anyway. I heard somebody say, thank you. I'm not going to mention my wife's name. Anyway, glory to God. See, some of us get to a place where we don't think we need to be taught no more because we know everything.
Mm.
One day, my 4-year-old grandchild, what, child, she's what? What? She's 14 now. She's 15. Oh my goodness! How about that? When she was 4, she told us, "Grandpa, I know everything."
Yeah.
I asked her a question. She said, "I don't know that." But you don't know everything.
Mm-mm.
Because some folks in the kingdom,
mm-mm,
you can't share nothing with them because they think they know everything.
Mm-mm.
You can't give them a word from the word. Because they know, they say, well, I ain't dealing with that. I had people say, I ain't praying for my enemies. I ain't going to do that. Jesus said, out of his mouth, to pray for your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And you say you're going to do what Jesus did, then you try to call yourself a child of God? I think you're in rebellion or something. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the heaven or hell to put people in, so I don't know what you are, but I'm going to put it this way. You know I'm about it, truth. I ain't judging you, but you tell me you're going to pray for your enemies. I'm going to say, well, you might not even pray for your prayers. I don't know. You just don't like prayer. We are all children of God, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We all got to pray. That's why. Because we're teachable spirit. It doesn't just cut off. When I went to 21, I don't need to learn no more. What's wrong with you? Some of us, I thank God, has given me, you know, the desire to read and read and read. You say, how do you read? You can't say, I read with my ears on.
Mm-hmm.
I got a tape player. I hear books. I hear a whole lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
People I haven't turned up, so that's why I have to learn how to speak a little slower. Because I haven't turned up kind of fast. I hear a deacon in the back. I don't know which deacon that is. But it's like we only have one. Anyway. Yeah, slow down. Yeah, I got to slow down. I understand. But I turn my tape player fast so I can hear it fast and get it in my spirit. A lot of things that I share because I heard it in a Western or in a naval adventure or something that I listened to. But it's coincides with the Word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But we're children.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to learn. Be eager to learn, y'all.
Yeah.
Be eager to learn more of God. You ain't learn no great. Well, I don't need to study no more. I don't need to, because I know what the word. I've got my own Bible, but in Romans 10 talks about how can you learn and how can you do this and that and the other if you don't have a preacher.
Yes.
And you got to have a preacher that what? They said a preacher who is sent.
Thank you.
I think I've been sent. I know I've been sent by God. Hallelujah. But I'm not the only preacher out here that's sent by God.
Mm.
That's why I sent folks to other churches when they live close to another church. And I know the pastor is on the same page as God's page. You know what I mean?
God's page.
Yeah. I send them there.
Yeah.
I'm not the only horse in this here race.
Hallelujah.
I'm not the only garage in this city of cars. You understand?
Hallelujah.
You know, you can park your car in another garage, it's going to be all right, too. Is that right?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Give me another scripture, because I'm going off for just a
little bit. Proverbs 22:6,
mm-hmm.
Train up a child in the way he should go.
You hear that word?
When he is old, he will not depart from it.
Train. Got to train. See, y'all wonder why I'm talking about trade. See, there's a whole lot of stuff, you know. People say, you know, trains ain't in the Bible. Well, talk about training. Talk about the train there. They'll say, well, cars aren't in the Bible. Well, the Bible says in Genesis that God drove Adam and Eve out of his garden. I don't know what the Cadillac or Bentley or whatever he drove them in, but, you know, Yeah, praise the Father, Earl. Okay. give me another one.
Proverbs 3:5-6.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord with thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding.
Stop right there. See, the problem with a lot of us is that we get to a point where we think we done arrived.
Mm.
You ain't there yet, y'all.
Mm.
We're pressing towards the mark, but we ain't there, y'all.
Mm.
You got to grow spiritually. You don't just stop growing.
Mm.
You keep growing, y'all.
Yes.
Your child, you see, chronologically, 5-year-old, they stop growing. We think something wrong with them, is that right?
Yes.
You get a spiritual child that stop growing. There's something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Pride comes before destruction. Now, I have gone to pride in what he's doing in my life. But I ain't saying that I'm better than anybody else. In fact, I might have to do it. What was that, Paul? I'm less than the least of them, or was that Peter? I don't know which one said that. But I just want to let you know that I strive to know more. I strive to know just a little bit more tomorrow than I did today. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not satisfied with knowing about God's hand. I want to know about his risk. You understand what I'm saying? I want to learn a little bit more every day.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when I do that, then it's clear, I can clearly understand how to say no when saying yes is not right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's when you got to do close your ears to what they say at that. Because you know what it's going to try to do. So we'll try to put you on a guilt trip. And this is a conclusive thing that you can do. Anybody that tries to put you on a guilt trip, I don't care if your mama, your daddy, your son, your daughter, your uncle, your aunt, your best friend, your worst friend, your put you on a guilt trip, you can say no out of hand. Romans 8:1 says that is therefore now no condemnation.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
For those are in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
The devil is the one that puts you on a guilt trip.
Amen.
He's the accuser of the brother. So what he going to do? Well, put it this way. John 10:10a says, the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. The purpose of this guilt trip is to steal, kill, and destroy something you got.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And you can say no.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can say, because folk will come up to you. Relatives will come up to you.
Mm.
You haven't heard from them in years. When you were going through, when you were formerly homeless, when you were formerly riderless, you ain't hear from them. But all of a sudden, they done heard that you hit the lotto. Or somebody left you a whole lot of money. They will call you up on the phone. This is your cousin, Ernest. Who in the world is Ernest? I'm the so-and-so's baby boy. You say, who's so-and-so? That's... They try to nail it down and they say, look here, I got 7 children and my wife is pregnant with triplets. We need, they would put it on you. What they're trying to do.
Yeah.
They're trying to put you on a guilt trip.
Yeah.
The little song way back when? They're stabbing in your back. They want to take your place. That's what they want to do. They want what you got. Now, the Bible says in Exodus, and also says in Deuteronomy, don't covet what your neighbor got.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
That's what it said. Now, I did not write that. You know that. Yep. My children say I'm old and sturdy. That's all right. I don't mind. But I, not quite that old. I did not write that. So don't blame that one on me, okay? I'm just a reporter repeating what I saw. You understand what I'm saying here? And I know my time is up. The alarm went off a little while ago. Give me another scripture.
All thy ways acknowledge him.
Uh-huh.
And he shall direct thy path.
That's it. Look. Oh, shit, Mama. Folks, some folks come at you. And you, they lay it down so quick. But you think, because you remember the message, how to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. That's clicking in your ear. And you say to yourself, self, I want to say no. But how can I say no? They laying it on stick. You know, we haven't eaten for a week and a half. We haven't drank water for 4 days. We can't even flush the toilet. Jesus, help us, Lord. We need some help. Can you loan us $5,000? Now, notice they say loan, and they don't have a job. How you going to pay it back? I had a lady one day ask me, can I loan her my rent money? And we will only see her in, what, maybe 6-7 months. And she said, I'll give it back to you on Friday, because this might be on Monday or Tuesday. Now, she didn't have a job. What she can do, rob a bank on Friday? And we would have been sitting out because I was a single parent at that time. Me and my children be sitting outside waiting for her to bring out money. You got to say no, y'all. Sometimes it's hard. But this is how you do it. I got to teach you how to say no when saying yes to spiritual sound.
Yes.
Somebody give me a conversation. And you know what they're leading up, you know. Because they're going down the litany of things that's happening in their life. They ain't asked you how you doing, or they may have just asked you how you doing, and before you could finish saying how you were doing, they'll start the litany of things that's going wrong with them.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then at the end of that, you know what we're going to do? I wonder if you could loan us
wrong answer.
Now, I'm going to tell you, y'all got to understand this. Some folks will set you up.
Mm-hmm.
Some will ask you, you loan me $10, I'll give it back to you on Monday. You loan them $10, and they give it back to you on Monday. Another time, they ask for $20, and you loan them $20, and they give it back when they said they're going to do that. And then they say, I got them now. I done hooked them. Can you loan me $200? And you think it. That's why the Bible says that 5 and 3, 5 and 6. Be not to your understanding. But you understand that, well, I've loaned them money and they paid it to me in the past.
Mm.
I'm going to loan them the $200.
Mm.
Loan $200.
Mm.
And they're supposed to give it back to you on Thursday. Thursday coming up. Dying. Friday coming up. The next Thursday coming up. You call them, they're going to join the Witness Protection Service. Gotcha. Uh-huh, uh-huh. You're supposed to get away with it, didn't you? Oh, excuse me. Wrong song. I'm sorry. Somebody was supposed to laugh.
They
nobody laughed at that one.
They done disappeared.
Oh, that makes it. They left you.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find them. And then you go the way they used to live.
Mm-hmm.
And they done moved. Oh, that's a vacant house. And where did they go?
Oh,
it got you $200. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they didn't set you up for $2,000. You'd really be up the creek without a paddle. Go ahead, give me another scripture here.
1 Peter 5:8. Be sober.
Mm-hmm.
Be vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
He trying to get you, y'all. John 10:8 says the thief comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he's trying to do. Learn how to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound.
Amen.
Saying yes, somebody wants you to co-sign no. And, oh, I don't care if you're a child. I don't care if you're your best friend. The answer is no, because you co-signing with somebody you're going to end up paying for it.
Amen.
The reason why they ask you cosign is because they don't pay their bills. So now you're going to join them, be a partaker in another man's sin. The Bible said don't do that either.
Amen.
So it said don't be a cosigner and don't be a partaker in another man's sin.
Amen.
The Bible says, owe no man but to love them. Wow.
Yeah.
You're trying to train up folk
yeah.
in the way they should go. I'm trying to train y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, because we're all children. God's trying to train me. Because, you know, I keep no money in my pockets because if I got it, I'm going to give it away. Y'all know me. Y'all know me. Is that right?
Yes.
I'll give it away.
Yes.
I used to go to work when I was working for the state. I go to work with $5, come home with nothing. I go to work with $50, still come home with nothing. I don't care. I'll be giving it away. You understand what I'm saying? Lord Jesus. And if you think that you're like that, I suggest you don't care no because you got to sow on good ground. You don't want the birds eating your seed. You don't want the seeds to be burnt up because of rocks and stuff. You don't want the cares of this life to chuck by like weeds. You want to sow on good ground. You better look for some good ground, y'all. Come on now. Give me another scripture.
John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil,
mm-hmm.
and the lust of your father
mm-hmm.
he will do.
Mm-hmm.
He was a murderer from
mm-hmm.
the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and abode not in the truth,
mm-hmm.
because there is no truth in him.
Mm-hmm.
When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own,
mm-hmm.
for he is a liar and the father of it.
So come to you, and they put it that they don't know God. They haven't been in church in years. They know you go to church. They will even say, are you supposed to be Christian? You're supposed to help me out. Trying to put a guilt trip on you. And they will tell you all kinds of things. They're lying to you.
Mm-mm-mm.
They're lying to you. That's why the spirit of discernment, that's a gift of the Holy Spirit, that's a discernment of motivation. What's moving them? You know that Uncle Joe is a wino. Excuse me, Uncle Joe. You know every family reunion, every funeral, every wedding, he said, can you loan me $5? Now, Uncle Joe has a big family, so there was a lot of weddings, a lot of funerals, family reunions. Boy, you know, Uncle Joe got his Bentley parked somewhere and drives a $200 car to the activity because he done got a whole lot of $5 out of so many people and he could buy his Bentley with cash. But he's a lying father of them, you know. That's the devil because he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal your resources, y'all. Come on now. Give me another scripture.
Corinthians 10:23, mm-hmm. all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient.
Mm.
All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
Look here. Everything good to do is not necessarily good for you to do.
Amen.
The devil is not going to tempt you to rob a bank or to snatch an old lady's pocketbook or to carjack somebody. He said, I hope not. But hope that's not a temptation for you. But he will tempt you to do something good. Get off track.
At the wrong time.
Be at the wrong place at the wrong time. God has assigned a mission to somebody else, but you in the way.
Mm-hmm.
You done got off of your track, try to get on somebody else's track.
Mm-hmm.
I heard, and I love this sister greatly, but she said, the devil is not going to tempt you to do something good. That's not true. He wants to distract you. He wants to get you off your track. So he can get you to go to Newark, Delaware, when you're supposed to be going to Washington, D.C. He's going to do that. You understand what I'm saying? That's why the Bible says, be not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You want to know where to go? You want to know what to do? Before you open your mouth and put your foot in your mouth, you say to yourself, if I wasn't a Christian, I wouldn't be here. Holy Spirit, lead me. If I wasn't a Christian, I wouldn't be here. Holy Spirit, lead me. In other words, you say a little prayer. That's 5 seconds to say that. You need about 10 seconds so you can engage your mind of what this person is talking about, what that person wants to get you to do. You just got paid on a new job, and you're coming out the bank, and Cousin Ralph is out there. And Ralph says, oh, hey, how you doing? They know you got money. You just came out the bank. I said, look here, I just ran out of gas about a mile down the road. can you spot me about 20 so I can fill the tank? He ain't got no car. He rides around on a bicycle. His bicycle's around the corner, leaning against the wall. You better be led.
Amen.
Neil Ray says, the answer to 1,000 questions, what is it?
Be led.
Be led. I'm almost finished. How many more scriptures you got?
4.
Oh, wow. We're going to do part 2 on Wednesday. Is that all right?
Yes, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Honestly, Deacon and AJ, we're going to do part 2 on Wednesday.
Okay.
4. Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard, my heart has felt. We thank you for your word. Because your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It is a little split of something, the soul and spirit, the bone and the marrow.
Thank you.
We stand your word today. We thank you, Lord, for the feet that have fell on good ground.
Thank you,
we praise and do magnify your name for allowing us to understand how to say no.
Hallelujah.
But saying yes is spiritually unsound.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We praise your name in Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Y'all didn't sound like happy that I stopped. Now, I could go on for another 2 hours if y'all want.
Hallelujah.
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, Pastor. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for joining us today. Hallelujah. Please join us on Wednesday evening for the second part. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If there's anyone out there that wants to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, hallelujah, please repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. I believe that he died and he rose again. Hallelujah. And now sit on the right hand of the Father. Lord God, I'll make you my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, we believe that you are now saved. And the angels in heaven rejoicing over you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to have a Bible so that you can read the Word of God daily, give us a call at 410-444-5152.
Yes.
And we will get a Bible to you. Hallelujah. In the meantime, please join us in the morning for morning prayer. At 7 a.m., that number is 720-527-5952, and the access code is 103-4545.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, and see you in the morning. Be blessed with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.